Hello, footies, and thank you for joining us once again for Foot in Review, where we've been bringing you leading analysis and opinion on all things FIFA and EAFC since 2019. Today's show is proudly brought to you by footcoaching.com, your number one place for you to get better at FC24. Also, if you want to help support this show directly, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/footinreview. You get a range of benefits, including exclusive merchandise, coaching discounts, and much, much more, including ad-free access to the show, which means you won't be hearing this very advertisement. However, we realise that times are tough, so simply leaving us a five-star review wherever you listen to us would be greatly appreciated, as it helps the show grow. We'd also like to thank our Skybox holder, Peter, for his exceptional support. Now, let's get to today's show.
Hello, footies, and welcome back to Foot in Review. On today's show, we'll talk the second fire versus ice team, but we're also getting into the nitty-gritty on our team of the year preparation. And is team of the year possibly the worst promotion of them all? We also have Rate This Week in FC, and also, of course, a small housekeeping note. Due to hefty demands, we made a new email address. And to keep it easy, we didn't take one at the footcoaching.com brand. Nope. You can now send us any questions, feedback, or birthday cards, of course, directly to footinreview@gmail.com. And of course, feel free to use any of our socials and or footinreview.com if that's easier for you. Now that's out of the way. Let's get this show started. My name is John and I'll be your host tonight. And we're back with a three-man strong show. First on the list is the King of the North, our own Harry Hola from Norway, buried in at least 30 centimeters of snow and minus 17, I've heard. It's none other than Yngve.
Hello, hello.
Hey, my friend. You even look cold. Sorry, but it is true.
Yeah, well, it's not too bad yet. We only have minus 5, but we'll get minus 17 in a few days, according to the weather people, so I'm not looking forward to that, but it's nice and warm inside at least. And EAFC keeping me warm both inside and on the outside.
We had like not even one centimeter of snow, but with minus 5, and everyone here was like, it's so cold. And someone mentioned to me on the kids' yard, like, hey, it's actually something like minus 30 in Norway last week. Oh, we shouldn't complain. Like, okay, never mind that. Hope all is good, my friend. Welcome back. It's good to kick off the new year with you. And joining us, of course, is the legend from Scotland, the man that brings the dead jokes. And if you are looking at our video show, which is, of course, available on Spotify and YouTube, you can now see him fully decked out in a new room, in HD, in Foot in Review gear, even wearing his Foot in Review Ultra IRH Quit new t-shirt, the only one available. It is none other than, of course, the teddy bear. It's Chris, a.k.a. Grandpapa Mac.
Hi, guys. Happy New Year. I know it's been a while, but Happy New Year to you and our listeners. I hope things went well. Had actually a bit of illness in our house at New Year. Wasn't very great. And also Christmas wasn't very good either, unfortunately. It all happened because I said to my wife, what would you like for Christmas? She said, can you get me something with diamonds, please? And I ended up getting her a pack of cards. That wasn't a very good present opening, I'll have let you know. Actually, this was meant to be a four-man show. I don't know if we told people that. Ex-Ajax coach and current Man United coach, Ten Hag, was meant to be here, but unfortunately, he cannot manage.
Okay, I can dig that one. We should mark that and put that on the socials, I'd say. Let's see how much hate we can get. Don't go there. But yeah, let's start by kicking off this new year, of course, since neither of us has been on the show so far. Also, if my voice sounds a little bit weird, I am a bit under the weather, but I didn't want to do it. Didn't want to skip the first show I would be doing this year. So happy new year, guys. Are you ready for another year of podcasting events, celebrating episode 600, which is in 23 episodes from now? And most important, have fun doing it all. And also the question, of course, do you have any New Year's resolutions this year? Let's start by Envy.
That caught me a little bit off guard. I actually don't have any New Year resolutions.
Of course, it's caught you off guard, because if I would prepare this, you would prepare something really nice, like you would post on the Christmas cards and stuff. We just need to get these out.
I'll get in better shape, do some more exercises, and be ready for a summer where maybe I can start running again would be nice.
Awesome. I would go for, I'm getting in better shape as well, but in my circumstances, I can't get in any worse shape. So that should be an easy one this year. Chris, any New Year resolution on your part and anything you're looking forward to?
Well, we've just recently going to go to France in September. I mean, my cycling buddies are going to cycle in France, so I need to get in shape for that. But before that, we've also got our magical event in May in Crete. Femdi's sitting here thinking, what is it? In May, we go to Crete. We stay at the wonderful Eva Mar Hotel with our good friend Marius and his family. A lovely, lovely setting. We'll do a podcast. There's loads of events. If you're listening to the show and you're thinking, how do I get to go there? Join the Discord. Go to patreon.com/footandreview. Join the Discord. Come in here. Start chatting to the guys. Well worth it. So if you're thinking about what can our New Year's resolution be, and if you're like Yngwie, you're looking for some warm weather, what better place to go than Crete 24 with a load of guys who love to play FC 24. But not just guys as well, partners are allowed to go as well. So come and join the Discord. You'll have a wonderful time. Well worth doing.
Definitely. And if you have any questions about that, just send us an email or a remark and we'll get back to it. And we'll be building the hype towards that. We're now working on the program. We're setting the final dates for what we do, which day. I think it's going to be awesome. It's really going to be awesome. Lots of FC 24, but also lots of sun, good food. There might be a little bit too much beer involved during the week, and hopefully a lot of sun. But yeah, I'm going twice this year, actually, but that's a different story. We'll tell you about that later. All right. It's winter. Fire. We sit by the fire to get warm. Team Fire and Ice. I'm going to be quite honest. This Fire and Ice, Fire versus Ice promo so far has not done anything for me. Didn't get me warm at all. Yngwie, anything you like about it? What are your thoughts? We didn't discuss it yet. What are your thoughts on the promo so far?
Well, it's nice that I can pick up a cheap Cody Gakpo card. That's a plus, of course.
There's also a reason he's cheap, right?
Probably, yeah. But yeah, it looks cool at least. Good fodder later, probably. I'm hoping to pick one up to put in an evolution later because, you know, me and evolutions, we're a big fan. The team is like kind of expected, lots of well-known faces from earlier, with a few new players, but not many. I think this is more like a placeholder just to have something in packs before next week when Team of the Year comes out. So there isn't any. I'm a little bit disappointed that you can't get a Fire or Ice evolution. That would be cool. Or Fire Ice card to unlock. You can unlock these milestone storyline type of cards. But yeah, not Fire and Ice, which I find a little bit strange. But that's why I think it's just a temporary placeholder type of promo to get people see some colors when they open their packs, if they do. So, yeah, the best players are out of reach as per usual. And the other ones are like, yeah, fodder, I guess. So, it's nothing special really for me, at least.
Anything to add there, Chris, for you?
I mean, it feels like it's a Game of Thrones, isn't it? Fire and Ice. I mean, we've definitely got the King of the North there. He would be on the wall protecting us from the White Walkers. John, I definitely think you're a Lannister. You've got that golden hair. Do you know what I mean? All the money.
It's starting
in
to
the
get
world.
Grey, though.
You know, he is. You know what I mean? He's our king. That's it. And me, I'm probably the, you know, hopefully I was the mountain, but we all know Marius is, you know, in the
It's okay, Tyrion. It's okay.
But the thing is, it's just a weird promo, isn't it? It's a weird promo. To me, it doesn't make. I've not really looked at it very much because I'm wondering, it's a bit of chemistry difference, a bit of that. I'm looking like the Rashford card. I mean, it's absolute fortunes. And then for someone like myself, it's a 3-star weak foot. Why have they not boosted that weak foot on that card? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, is it a filler just before team of the week? And I'm not trying to do anything. There's some decent cards in there. I mean, the Gakpo card, I'm looking at it. A guy like me looking at it, it's a 5-star weak foot. So, why, you said there, John, there's a reason why it's low. What is it you think why it's so low? What is it makes that card so low? Is it just because it's 86 rated? But everything else looks no too bad on it. The balance is a little bit on the ice one. It's certainly a little bit no great. but it's got a 5-star weak foot. I mean, his fire one's 5-4. I mean, what is it that's no great about that card?
I didn't say it's not great. I did say I know why his value is so low. There's a couple of reasons. First reason, there are packs in store that give you 100 rare tradable gold cards. Well, that's reason one. Second reason, there's so many good cards came out over the last couple of weeks. So many good cards. There are so little cards that currently would improve my team. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even a big spender or not even a trader, right? But I got, I packed Pele. I used Douglas. I got the upgraded Kaká card. I did Gullit. It's like, Gapco is a pretty cool card. No way he's even getting on the bench of my team currently. And I'm not even the player that grinds the game out too much. So for who is this card, if I'm quite honest? Even though there's nothing really wrong with it, but nothing stands out either, if that makes sense. So it's for the Liverpool fans. Oh, then I'm glad for Liverpool fans that he has the value that he currently has, so you can just pick him up, right? And I think that's the problem with this promotion. There's a couple of good cards. I think last week we had Neymar as well and Son. Yeah. These cards are pretty amazing, but there's few people actually opening packs. The drop rate is tremendously low anyways. People are like saving their packs and don't really care about these cards because what's coming next week is miles, miles, miles beyond anything we see now. Mm-hmm. So if no one is buying it, there's no demand for it, price goes down. So that's why the price on the non-top card, not the elite cards, is going to be low. I mean, and like Ingvi said before we started this podcast, there's actually the 87 rate left back, Gunther, Ingvi?
Right back one, yeah, the ice version.
87 rated is cheaper than any other 87 rated card currently in the game while we're recording this.
So do we think then that the Rashford card is overpriced then? Because people will be listening to this when they probably tomorrow when it gets published. Currently, at the minute, I think it's about 2.6 million, 2.9 million for a version you're looking at. A 3-star weak foot on both fire and ice as well. Yeah. That seems an awful lot of money for a 3-star weak foot card that you could play striker.
Yeah, I wouldn't spend that much on a 3-star weak foot striker type of player. And I didn't get on with his earlier cards either. And even the Centurion card in draft was awful for me because of the weak foot. So for my style, it would be a disaster to if I had 3 million to spend 2.87 or something for that
Rashford. Spend it next week.
Yeah, I'm saving all my coins for next week, so we can talk about that later as well. There are some, as we talked about the Gunter card, it's the right back, the ice one, has 4-star skill with 4-star weak with high work rates. Defensive stats are not good and agility is not super either, but he's 6'0". He's got good jumping. He won't be able to direct the headers probably, but what stands out for me is 87 strength, 88 aggression, and he's got 96 crossing with the playstyle plus whipped pass. So if you like to attack with your fullback, I think this is a very good card to just turbo down the line and put in crosses for the strikers to score, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Let's start with Gunther. I agree there. I think it's one of those cards which I'm actually tempted to try because his defending isn't actually that bad as a fullback. He can pass, which is a critical thing for fullbacks. And he's so cheap, you won't lose any money on him anyways.
No.
So I just picked one up myself just to try it because I think that one of those cards that I think it fits. Coming back to Marcus Rashford, it's the combination of all the playstyles he's got, man. So he's got the Travella Plus, but he also has the finesse shots, power shot, technical, rapid, flare, and quick step. So when the guy is on the ball and you know how to dribble, it is extremely dangerous. Yes, a 3-star weak foot would not come usually in my team, but there's something with this card, it's the gold card as well, which make them lethal, or at least able to create a chance out of nothing. That makes sense. Same with the Haaland cards before. Three-star weak foot usually sucks. But then again, his proper foot is really good and he's able to get those chances far more easily. I would not spend the money on him, completely honest. So I would go for the Pelés, for example, which is a tremendous card and about the same value now, I think. But that's probably why he's still that expensive. Mm. Too risky, in my opinion, though. I mean, anything over 100K, I'd stay away until Team of the Year hits and we'll just see what we get, right?
Because I'm currently looking at the Rodri card. So just to tell people, I'm looking here just to see. There's two cards at the moment that I've put watch on. I'm not going to buy them. The ice one currently is 1 million coins. It's got 15 minutes to go. Looking at that one, that's got the playstyles as press proven. I know you like plus. I know you really like that, John. Power shot, long pass, bruiser, intercept, and anticipate. That's the ice one. In terms of the fire, he's got power shot plus, long ball pass, press proven, bruiser, intercept, and anticipate. Those cards are over 1 million coins at the moment. Quick sale on Footbin. Probably will drop, 91 rated. Is there anything in that card that you guys would be tempted to say, you know, I would be interested in that?
Yngwie?
I like the look of the ice one. Put an anchor on that. I think she would have a really good CDM. 92 composure as well. Medium attacking, high defensive work rates, forced to skimmers, forced a weak foot. That would press proven as well. So he should be really good on the ball. 90 stamina, 92 strength, 88 aggression, 89 jumping, 88 heading accuracy with 95 short passing, 96 long passing, 87 vision, 95 shot power, 85 long shot. So if he gets close to the box, he can crack a shot as well, and you'll have a good chance of causing the goalkeeper some problems. So I think that's probably one of the more usable Rodri cards I've seen this early in the game cycle, I think, that I can remember.
I 100% agree. But then I'm like, is he better than Gullit? Nope. So
next to him.
Yeah, probably, right? But with not knowing what's coming next week.
No, that's of course a gamble if what comes next week. So
that's the main issue with these cards currently, right? You can make them as good as you want, but investing in them, it would be a waste in my honest opinion. And even SBCs, we're like, there are plenty of, like, you still can do Zidane, you can still do Eusebio, you can still do Gullit, Maldini. Probably safer bets anyway, all of them, right?
Yeah. There is one card that could be interesting, but I still think it's too much. It's the Ice Tomori CDM. If you have Gullit in your team, you can just start Gullit as a center back and then swap these two.
He's high. You won't want him in center back. Neither of them.
Tomori is a medium attacking and high defensive work rate, so that's fine as a center back for me, at least.
The CDM version is high, mate.
No.
Good, it's medium high. I'm with medium attacking.
Medium attacking, high defensive work rates, from what I can see, on at least on Footprint. So, and he also has the Jockey Plus playstyle. So I don't know where you are looking, John.
I'm on Footprint as well. So that's a weird thing. The ice version is high. It says for me.
On Tomori. Fikayo Tomori.
You are correct. I was looking at Rüdiger. Yeah. He's high. I wouldn't do that. No.
One is German and one is English. So yeah.
Yeah, but they're all both wearing white shirts. Something. So I was looking at, hey, it's a blue CDM. Yeah, okay. Never mind. Tomori is a really good option. Yeah, definitely.
They're next to each other on Footpin, so it's easy to misclick.
Yeah, both white shirts make it easier. Sure. Yeah, sorry about that.
Both are CDM as well, so half price for Rüdiger. So yeah.
Rüdiger isn't worth it. Let's put it like that. Let's get that out of the way. Yeah. And Tomori, I do agree on you.
Yeah, he's got really good stats for a center back. So with
the Jockey Plus, which is awesome.
Yeah, and 90 defensive awareness and 89 interceptions without any chem styles and 95 jumping, 87 strength and good passing as well. So agile, good balance. So I'd say that's a good option. That's probably a very decent price, around 700k at the moment. It should drop as well.
Yeah, the issue is I'm so against spending anything currently.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you back inventory, we're like, yeah, let's go. But I want to talk about that for a second, though. Because there's nothing in the game currently to make... Now, nothing is a bit of an overstatement, but there's not much in the game that makes it easy for you to grind towards players. Like, they took away the 83 times 10. They took away the 81 plus player picks. They took away the 75 plus player picks, if you really want to get into details. And the other ones are pretty mediocre, let's put it nicely, which we now, the options we have, like the winter gold upgrades, is like, yeah, don't know. The 84 times 5 we had this week is a total scam. I've done 4. I think from the 20 players I've got, at least 10 of them were 84s as well. So, yeah. If you pack Tomori or even Rüdiger untradeable, you're like, okay, let's give him a spin, right? Might fit in. I won't spend anything now. This feels like, for me, a bit of a
waiting room.
It's and especially when people have these kind of insane teams currently, right? Everyone's able to, not everyone, but people are, it's pretty easy to get a pretty top team this year. Like, I wouldn't dream of having Gullit in December.
Chipele, I guess. Not Pele either.
Not Pele. I mean, that was pure luck. But then still again, I would never dream about having that.
No, or
Dougley's 91 rated for that banner. Or a Kaká.
So, obviously done.
And it's not even only pack luck. So a lot of people have that option. And therefore you can be very, you can't even be critical at these cards because these cards are pretty cool. But who's playing them?
You could probably do the draft token upgrade and play some draft for some packs, but I don't know if that's the way you want to go to upgrade your team doing SBCs to play as well then.
Yeah, well, I do like playing draft, and at least you get to play one of these cards.
Yeah, you can trade your cards.
The problem with draft currently is, I know if you guys have been playing draft, but there's also a lot of, you get 78 rated gold cards in there and stuff.
Like, yeah, I've had some horrible teams there.
And then it feels actually like if you have those weeks where they just put in all the icons and stuff,
where you
play a draft, you're actually like, this is going to be fun. And maybe you get terminated in round one, but at least you start with a feeling of energy. If you now start the draft, you're like, yay, it looks pretty cool, except my 79 rated goalkeeper, which might be an issue against that Mbappe, which I will face in the first round probably. And it will. And then like, I sometimes even open draft, do the draft, and after I'm like, I'm not even want to play currently. I'll come back to it later.
I mean, the truth of the matter, John, is some of the, and I know you might not hear this, but some of the fun games you're going to have is in squad battles. I mean, I think you could be fair to EA. Okay, we're all sitting here waiting for team of the year. It's like, you know, the week before Christmas. We're all getting excited. People are buying presents, but there is that, just that small lull before the excitement really starts. And we're like that at the moment with Team of the Year. But to be fair to EA, we've had the themed objectives, which are really good to get ourselves some player picks and to get some small packs. I would say the content is, while it's not stellar, it has been fairly constant recently, especially since we started the Bin the Points campaign. So we'd like to take a lot of credit that here at Foot Review. I think we had a lot to do with that. EA, we know, listen, and they've listened to us. And actually, the content's been really good since then. I think it's been really good. Well, I say not really good. I think it's been very consistently, and it's been on the good side. This has probably dropped off a little bit. Who knows, maybe on Sunday we're going to see the return of the player picks, potentially after people have done their weekend league of folk who are playing it. So that there is stuff to do. Have a look in objectives, I'd say to people. You talked about drafts. There is a draft objective at the moment. You know, play 10 games, you get a certain amount of players. I think you get the Mata card, I remember off the top of my head, and you get the Xavi Simmons one as well. If you play draft and you play, and if you're good at it and you win 10 games online, there's a few packs there. It'll help you towards your team of the year. So have a look in objectives. Squad battles is good fun. This computer isn't too sweaty. You can actually get a bit of a laugh. It gives you a chance to use some odd players that you maybe have lying in your club as well and score some good goals. So I think, you know, to be fair to you, from that point of view, there's bits and pieces, and hopefully they keep that going in the lead up to Team of the Year. You're not going to get mega packs, but you're going to get some decent ones.
I have a revelation to make. Talking about that, though. You got to hold on to your chair when I do this one, I think. During Christmas, I played squad battles. Yeah, don't fall off your chair. Hold on, guys. Don't do anything crazy. I did. Basically, because I packed from the upgrade things, I packed the Alaba card. I didn't want to start in Div 3 with... I was Div 3, I think, December. Yeah, I didn't want to start there with a 86-rated Alaba in my back line with a 3 at the back. So like, yeah, let's do squad battles, which got tedious pretty fast for me, if I'm quite honest. But I have to admit something. When you put that game on, like, I think it's legendary. Mm. And in the settings, you have that mode where they sort of simulate pro players in the with the AI. It's actually, I can't believe I'm saying this, it's actually not that bad. It is pretty cool. The thing I miss the most is playing against, like, the mental game, right? See what the opponent does, because they do play the same type of game the whole game, and once you're two goals ahead, it's done, right? You just ran them over, basically. At least that's what my experience now is for the 30 matches I've played or something since December. But it's not as bad as it used to be. And also because it's 4 minutes, it goes on pretty fast. And if you have the kids running around on their Christmas break, it's a pretty cool mode to just grind away a bit.
Chill.
Yeah.
I can't believe I said that, but it is true. But now the kids are back to school. I'm not touching it anymore. And all of us upgraded. It's good. It's been good.
And I mean, I think as well as we're going to have this discussion, we've had this discussion off air, and I think it was getting a bit heated, so we're going to have it on air so our people can make a decision.
Do you want to have a heated discussion on air?
Yeah, well, not heated, but it's a friendly discussion.
Let's do that then after the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Foot in Review, proudly brought to you by footcoaching.com. Remember, you can help support this show directly and receive a host of benefits, including ad-free access to the show, exclusive merchandise, and access to our meetups, which this year is happening once again over in Crete. Simply sign up at patreon.com/footinreview. Also, if you have any feedback on the show, please follow us on our socials at footcoaching. Anyway, let's get on with the show.
And we're back. So one thing I figured out working with Chris for all these years is if he thinks he can win a discussion, you should not start the discussion. So that's why we took the break. No, in all seriousness, Chris, you have a good point. In this part of the show, we quickly mention some of the SBC players and objectives, but really quickly because they aren't that good. So I'll leave that to Ingvi in a moment. But Chris, you got something to discuss before we dive into Team of the Year preparations.
Yeah. So the cup's there. And to be fair to EA, it's been very generous in my opinion. You have to win 5 games in the 2 modes, and each mode has 5 games each day. So I think off the top of my head, it's around about 30 games. You've got to win 5 games out of 30 games. A lot of people have done it. I know Ingvi's done it as well. So I think there's a couple of days to go. It might even finish on Saturday or whatever. And it's actually a mode of the game that we should all consider as well, is when we finish the cups and you actually do it before the deadline's done, and the next day, you have 5 games here. You're never going to go into that mode, let's be honest. You've completed it. You've got your packs. You've got your players. Congratulations. Go into the mode and give those games away, because the people who are still playing are struggling to get to that number they need to get to. And actually, if you go in there and you help your fellow players out, we will have a far better community for everybody.
All right. I'm not touching the mode, but yeah, if you want.
Yeah, it's. I'm gonna bring some scooter wise wisdom here. It's nice to be okay, important, boomer. But it's more important to be nice.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, I know where you're getting at, but I'm not even playing that mode for most. And I have to be honest, I play this game to win, right? And it means I play rivals mostly, and I try to play it every single game just to win. And that's just why I play the game. I care less about content, which is weird if you make a podcast about it, but I care nothing at all about XP grinding or objectives, or if there's a player which I'm like, I did Hanschko, I think at the start of the year, I'm like, okay, I need, or last year, maybe I don't even know, but then I'm like, okay, I need to get this final player in. Let's do that. I did Evo a la bar, but that actually hurt doing it because I halfway through I was like, maybe I should just leave it. Not that much interested in it. And these cups, I never play them. I look at it, I'm like, it's all right for me. I'm just not going to do it. So if you are hellbound of getting it, I think the difference is I don't play for the reward, so I don't look at what's at the end of the carrot to get it. And I think like if I don't enjoy the journey, I'm not going to do it. And I don't like playing these tournaments anyway. So that's for me. Maybe, I think we'll definitely pick this up topic up later on. Maybe they should just introduce co-op objectives one day, because I've been playing loads and loads of co-op lately, and it's just so much more fun. That's somewhere where, like, if you play, like I play a lot with Nathan, if you play with two persons and you start working on how you play together and how you work it, you actually get better playing together. And you actually have a big advantage playing versus someone on its own or two players that don't play often together. We now see that we win lots more matches than we do individually, for example. They should do more with the option that they can play co-op, because it's pretty amazing. Introduce a co-op weekend league for all, like, bring it on, because then I would be interested in doing it, because it's such a different experience that it's definitely worth it, which means we are definitely doing a co-op tournament when we are agreed, of course.
Yes,
I think that's definitely something on the table.
But I would say, and I do say this to our listeners, and I know our listeners don't do this, right? But if you're the guy who goes in weekend league, has the kickoff, gets the ball, plays it back to the goalkeeper, and then decides to boot it out the park, press pause and quit, then that's no fair on the fellow player. If you've ever benefited from a free win in weekend league, then you should repay that favour back to someone else. And the more this community does that, the better this community will be. And as I say, if you've done your cups and you've got 5 games left, go and give those 5 games to someone. Someone could be struggling to get to 2 wins. Someone could be struggling to get to 3 wins. That 5th win could get them finally get to that final objective. It's really important. It makes a huge difference to someone. It can make a huge difference to someone. And you'll feel better for it than the person who kicks the ball out when they could easily give the free goal away.
Last time I gave a win away, someone texted, hey, you are the guy from foot coaching and I beat you. Ha, 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 ha. So I'm a little bit...
That's the downside of being a celebrity, John. So yeah,
exactly. Well, infamous these days, I think. Yeah. in all seriousness, I mean, of course, I agree, right? What I would like to see is a little bit more stability in the game. I'm not going to go the whole you quit and you... the other one wins story again, but it happens so insanely often that you just get a penalty, they just quit, and it's like, yeah, done. I just played 60 minutes for nothing, it doesn't even count. Or when you play co-op and the other person have 2 people and one of them just decides to turn off their console, what could happen is that one of you gets a win and the other one gets a loss. We have that happen now a couple of times lately where it disconnects the game because someone else leaves. It says your opponent, I think it is left, or I don't know how you call it, but they left due to an insufficient number of players. It actually says that, right? Yeah. I get the win, I get promotion, Nathan gets a loss because he quit. But like, nah, that's not fair. And that's, I mean, those are the priorities. They should get fixed first before I mean, I get what you're saying, but I think if they take that away, a lot of toxicity will already disappear, and then we can focus on being nice. Mm-hmm. Because I also know players that take that frustration of opponents quitting on them into the next match and do it themselves because that just happened to them, and therefore it never stops until they fix the actual system first. Mm-hmm. That out of the way, Envy, we have some content which we didn't actually think we should mention or should mention, so let's just mention it, and we can't say we didn't.
We can mention it quickly. We got actually a few Player of the Month SBCs as well. We got Player of the Month Solanke, and we got Player of the Month Pulisic. So one for Premier League and one for Serie A. Both are around 100k plus minus. So they're not super expensive, not that they're going to be super used in teams either.
We won't ever see them anyway. Maybe Pulisic because he's a certain nationality.
Solanke could have been good if they had given him just a little bit more juice. He's got 92 positioning, 92 finishing, 92 shot power, 91 composure, 95 jumping, 99 heading accuracy, 99 stamina, 92 strength, high attacking, medium work rates. It's got the power header, plus playstyle, power shot, normal flare, normal acrobatic, normal aerial. So he could be a card to put in an evolution probably later. That could become like English Haaland or something. So the stats are there, but they're just kind of missing the extra thing. So it's not horrible at all.
But no, it's not. Yeah. But it's no Son. And I think we would have been talking about that one if that came out.
Yeah, that's true. And we got the fire version and ice version, two different SBCs for Javi playing for Barcelona. One has 5-star skill moves and 4-star weak foot. That's the fire one. The ice one has 4-star skill moves and 5-star weak foot, high work rates. It's okay card, but I don't think I would spend around 230,000 coins on it because it has kind of missing a lot of things that I prefer. He's not very strong, he can't jump, he can't head, defensive awareness is not good at all, 80 composure, 70 shot power, so good passing, but there's so many good center mids already, so
I would compare this card to Bernardo Silva, the Thunderstruck one. I think Bernardo Silva is better on most of it except his weak foot.
You can also, I think, compare this one with the Thunderstruck De Jong.
And that one is definitely better.
Yeah. So,
yeah. All right. Enough about these. We mentioned them. We mentioned.
Yeah, we can mention quickly the storyline Boga. You can unlock by playing some matches, so you get an 87 rated left midfielder that can also play left wing, striker, and center forward with the Trivela Plus playstyle. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be a good fodder in an SBC coming later.
Mm-hmm. Poor guy. He finally gets a special card, looks at it, and everyone tosses him into an SBC.
Yeah, it's rough.
I'm not even going to Boga. No, never mind. Bad dead jokes. Dead jokes. Team of the Year, guys. It's 1 week away, and we get a question a lot. How do you prepare? How many packs did you save? And how are you going to go at it? And of course, we spoke about this topic this Tuesday when Daniel and Shaq recorded with a surprise visit from Nate. And I want to know your opinion, because apparently my opinion is one of the outliers here, so I'll finish this. So, Evie, are you saving? What is your general way of approaching Team of the Year?
Once I saved lots of packs, didn't get nothing. And then after that, I stopped doing lots of saving. And now I concentrated on finishing the SBC of Eusebio. So I just opened everything I got until I had unlocked Eusebio. And now I've started saving packs because there's like nothing really I want to open for now. So I don't have, I think I have 18 packs saved or something. So it's not much. I think my odds are just the same as if I had 200 packs anyway to get a Team of the Year card. So if I get one, that's awesome. If not, then okay, that's kind of expected for me. So, but I do look forward to this year because, of course, we have two teams. There's one for the men and one for the women, and I'm interested to see if there are any surprises in the teams. And of course, do they get extra playstyle plus or not? Is it one or is it two? What other things can we expect from these cards? It could be a little bit exciting, and we looks like we're gonna get some. New promo icons as well, and I remember Team of the Year icons last year were quite good, so that was fun. So it's interesting. It'll be cool to see what happens.
When are you opening your packs? Do you expect a drip feed during the week again, like strikers, midfielders, defenders, goalies?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's going to be dragged out, and I don't like that at all. I just owned everything in packs and then start ripping them. So I think I'll just wait until everything is in packs because, yeah, I would be pretty annoyed if I packed one of the other ones that was announced to be in the team and I got a non-inform because I didn't wait. I know the odds are not the same when everything is in packs, but still I would be annoyed to pack them, even though they're a good card. So I'm just going to wait until everything's in packs.
And wait until the women are in packs? Because I'm expecting, let's say we start with the men. We get the attackers 3 days, then we get now everything else. Normally on a Friday, we would get everything in packs then, right? Not sure that can be the case when they have multiple teams.
I think they can have attackers for women, attacker for men in packs, and then midfielders for men with midfielders for women. And then
like that.
Yeah, doesn't have to be that complicated either. So, but if they threw everything in packs straight away, then it would be
cool. No, they won't.
But they would be cool. So many cards in packs are awesome.
And you save some coins to buy one or two, right?
Yeah, I finally got some good... Well, for me, it's great coinage, but probably not that much for many. But I'm happy. I have over 2 million coins, so I'm hoping to get one usable card that will improve my team at least.
Awesome. Chris, do you have a different approach?
I hate Team of the Year.
Yeah, that's the other topic. It's the worst promotion ever,
I think
ever,
it's
right?
The worst promo that we get all year. But I've just had a quick look there. Neymar, Fire and Ice, 22 cards for sale at the moment. So that's been a full week that card's been out. So there's 22 cards there that are for sale.
Much back open though, honestly. Right?
No, but so let's be honest. Team of the Year cards are going to be like unicorn droppings. It'll be absolutely impossible to find. I hope that with the women being in the game that we may see these card prices being lower. But actually, I think we've all been surprised at how strong the female players have actually been in game. I know the guys spoke about it. The Mary Earp card, I think a lot of us may pack that card. But the problem is the height. There's nothing you can do with her height. I think that potentially EA should be boosting the female goalkeeper stats so that the height isn't an issue. So possibly make them a bit better at jumping, etc. I'm sure they can do that in the background. For me, I'll save packs now because there's nothing at the moment to do. I'm hoping there might be a Zico SBC. You know, that would be amazing, something like that. That would make me rip my packs at the moment. But if you look at the moment, there's no anything worth doing. I did the Maldini, I've done Zidane, I've done Eusebio. So I'm fairly icon heavy in terms of my team. But that's because of these upgrade packs have been in there, but now they've disappeared. Let's hope they come back on Sunday. Fingers crossed we get the player picks. For me, it's just a promo that just distorts the power curve. We've had a very stable power curve as this game's went along. You know, I think that's the last time I was on, I said you really need a 90 rated card. These cards are going to be 94, 95s, up to 98s, maybe even a 99 for someone like Mbappe. The only card I'm really looking forward to having is the backer card. I hope she's in there with the crossing plus trait that she's got. I mean, she could hit a pimple off a flea's butt from 100 metres. She's that great at crossing. She is Joe Pineapple. She's an absolute sniper when it comes to crossing. And I'm looking at that Solanke card with his power header. You know, that might be a fun way to play. I enjoy the crossing. That actually keeps me in the game at the moment because there's nothing better than that wee warrior winging across to the back post and someone like Salah heading it in the back of the net. It's absolutely a beautiful goal to score. So that's what I'm looking forward to, someone like the backer card. She may be in the millions, be out of my price range. But for me, the promo and the drop rate that I've had recently with the promo cards could be a big issue. We've seen it with the Benzema card last year, the striker one. That card would normally drop to 1.2, 1.1 million. It was up at 3 million for most of the year. And what only took till the season came in did it actually find it dropping. So let's hope EA are generous. The more female Team of the Year cards we get, I think we'd be better for the game as well.
That was a decent card, that Benzema card, though.
The Benzema card was tremendous. It's an absolute great card. One of those great cards that's in the game. The backer card at the moment we got at the SBC, she is just an absolute warrior. She's tremendous to do. And if she gets a Team of the Year card, and hopefully not all the listeners buyer, but they'll probably boost the price. But if she has got that, is it Crossing Plus? And they help with the playstyle. Is it
Whipped Cross Plus? I
mean, that is just absolutely amazing. That trait. The Mukulele card has it, so hopefully we'll see an Evo coming for that Winter Well card as well. But again, Team of the Year, for me, I could just, you could do away with that promo. I'd be quite happy.
Oh, I'm in the, I'm like, okay, my approach is different, but I also have a problem with Team of the Year. The first thing though, Chris said power curve is getting destroyed. I think this year the power curve is already on an all-time high. The cards we people play with are truly already on a extremely high level for the team, for the part of the year we're in. So we've been complaining about content not being good enough for a bit, for the first 2 months of this game. Then they up the content, they up the pace, they up the SBCs. They gave us insane SBCs, upgrade paths, icons, Thunderstruck. It's been all, like, really good, right? I don't know many people that don't have a great team. They even gave us a free Haaland this year. I mean, and that card isn't actually a bad card either. It's a really good version of Haaland. So these cards have to be extremely good to be extremely expensive. I think they are going to be extremely rare as well. I definitely agree. They are every year. I don't think the current Fiverr's Ice drop rate can be compared to it, because there will be so much more packs open next week compared to what they have been doing this week. My approach never has been to save, will never be to save. Because my biggest gripe with the Team of the Year period is the negativity surrounding it when people don't pack them. Like last year, I was extremely lucky. I packed three, right? I didn't save anything. I didn't spend any points, and I packed three, which is totally bonkers. I won't disagree with anyone saying that. When I packed the third one, I didn't even want to mention it in our own community, because people were like, hey, I saved 1,000 packs. I saved 3,000 packs. You didn't save anything, but maybe because you make content or you're just lucky and it's not, and I quit. And it was so much negativity. People get their hopes off for getting one of these, like you say, unicorns, right? And they don't, if they don't get it, it's such a tough nut to crack. It's so heavy for me. So I'm always in this period, I'm like, if I don't save, I can't even be disappointed. I can only be happy if there's something happening. And if there's not, I didn't save anything. So, well, I didn't miss out. The chance I actually would pack it is very low. Anyways, it's like buying 50 tickets for the lottery and being unhappy you spent so much money on it, right? I'd rather just spend one. If it happens, it happens. If not, well, at least I tried a little bit. Setting yourself up for disappointment. There's so many people setting themselves up for disappointment, and they are getting disappointed in the next couple of weeks. That's the part I really feel bad about in the community game. That brings in the toxicity and the hate. And I'm always, especially this year, I'm extremely, if I pack someone, I'm extremely happy, but it took me 2 weeks before I even posted that I packed Pele. Right. And that's not even during Team of the Year, if that makes sense. So it's a period where I am happy if someone in the community packs something, but I also feel bad if they don't pack anything and save, worked really hard to getting all those packs on. The only good thing is there's a lot of SBCs out, which they can get, like the Maldinis and Zidane's and stuff. So they'll probably be getting those cards to get in. But yeah, that's my biggest gripe with Team. That's so I don't save. I got 60,000 coins on in my account. I don't have any FIFA points. I got a pretty cool team, not going to lie there. I'll just be playing. I'll just be opening. I don't have any pack saved. I opened even my Division Rivalry Watch yesterday, which, okay, you could just not open it. But if the chances on getting an 84 out of rewards is so low, how big is actually getting a Team of the Year from them? I'm just going to not setting myself up for disappointment. And I hope we get some really cool cards. But the problem with female cards most likely is who's going to use a 5'5" center back or a 5.8 goalkeeper or a I had Kessler. Kessler was really good. I did Gullit. There's no way Kessler is even coming back anymore because he can't bully any player like Gullit even can, right? And there's more male player that can do it. So no matter how you build it, there's a lot of positions where strength actually and size matters, like center back, midfielders. Fullbacks, there's probably better female fullbacks than there are strikers. Like Hansson on the right wing is also amazing. But all the other positions, Pop was a cool card, Chris.
Mm-hmm. She was a great card.
Definitely got nothing on the Kaká, Pelé, Haaland. You can't really compare them.
It's like the Katoto card, John. She's 92 rated.
I tossed her into an SBC to do Gullit, if I'm quite honest, after a while.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I think EA have to look at it. And I know we're going to upset some listeners about it because they say, oh, that's no real life. But actually, let's be honest, we've got Van Nistelrooy in goal.
That one. I blocked Van Nistelrooy in goal. I didn't do a show then. I didn't want to mention it because you know it gets me tilted.
But we've got Yashin. The bonnet, I call him, because he
best centre back in game.
Hate him. I actually bought him, sold him. I done him for the weekend league. Couldn't get on with him. Really disappointed in the stats. But we've got that. So I think what we're saying here is if the team of the year ladies or women, or females, what you call them, are going to be useful in game, the game has to be amended to make sure that if a female player has 95 strength, she's as strong and doesn't get bullied off the ball as a Hullet does. Otherwise, you're exactly right, John. These team of year cards are going to be great. You know, the centre midfield the girl who plays for Barcelona, that she was won the Ballon d'Or. Her name escapes me at the moment. That card could be absolutely tremendous. But as you say, if she's up against Hullet and she's getting bopped about that midfield, that card's going to be no use to Andy.
But no, she's the exception, I think. But
that's why I like the evolutions, because I've done an evolution. I had the unlocked the 83 rated card, the foundation card, Baba Gide. Sorry if I probably pronounced the name wrong, but she's English and she plays in League F in Spain for Tenerife. She is a left winger, left midfielder, right wing out striker, and I forgot I had her in the club, and suddenly I saw an evolution. Oh, okay, this could be interesting. And after doing that evolution, she is now 89 rated, with 4-star skill moves, 5-star weak foot, high attacking, medium defensive work rates. She has 92 acceleration, 94 sprint speed, 90 positioning, 92 finishing, 89 shot power. She has 99 agility, 99 balance, 90 reactions, 94 ball control, 88 dribbling, 85 composure. She has 99 jumping. She has 86 heading accuracy, 83 stamina, 99 strength. She is 5'9", so she is not that small either. And she is bullying defenders for fun. At the moment, and so strong, and she has the press proven playstyle as well. So, just show that how fun it can be with these evolutions, and make other type of players very, very usable in game.
Yeah, so I don't disagree on you. I do think it's a striker, which makes it easier for females to be viable in to play with on a high level.
Basha,
like if he's center defender, it's going to be way harder, right? I mean, that's what I want to say. But the other thing is evolutions. My gripe with evolutions, it's actually pretty cool if you can spend a lot of time and happen to have the card that sort of fits what's going up. With Alaba, I was lucky. I just packed him. You said, hey, you pack Alaba, you should do this. And like, oh, wait, then might be interesting. Actually, can upgrade on like 93 Alaba. That's pretty cool. There's no way, if you're not invested in it, if you're not doing the research in it, I would ever be able to find out. I would be able to get an 86 rated card, which I just so happened to have in the club, put into two different type of SBCs, have to play 40 matches with him to get him to a 90 rated card. That's pretty convoluted system to find out what's going on, if that makes sense. Because I do the I check the one, like, it doesn't even fit. No, but you have to do the other one first, which I just wanted to start with, I think, another left back. So, okay, if you do it like this, then it sort of works. So you have to be really involved in the evolutions for it to make sense. Spend a lot of time actually evolving them. And the next thing that comes out... No, but then the next thing happens, they put out a Maldini SBC. Like, okay, I'll just do a Maldini. I'll leave those 40 games. I'm going to do all the research. So I'm very happy it's in the game. I do still think it needs a lot of finesse or tuning to make it more easy to get the gripes with.
Yeah, but if that's why you join our Discord, because we have lots of passionate people about this, and we are discussing these types of evolutions all every day, and have channels showing which ways to go with different types of players, so, and we're there to help as well. So there's so many options. I think just today, one of the websites that has these evolution information, upgrade parts, and et cetera, they added a lot of players because there were new types available with the new evolutions. I think it was it 1 million extra options or something like that. It was like super crazy. People need to be kind of patient because the website would struggle, of course. And there's a lot of help there. Well, actually, it was 117 million different type of evolution players possible with these new added evolutions today. So,
do you get why I'm skipping this?
That's why you seek help with other people that like this. So that's half of the fun with the game now for me, at least, just to see what options.
I just want to cover the topic, but just want to add the thing about the evolutions. I'd say is we talk about the Maldini SBC being there, right? So if you look at the Patrick Hou evolutions, it's there. If you've got Laporte, who's 85 rated, you play 6 games with him. You don't even have to start them in the games. Let's be honest. That's one good thing about the evolutions. You actually just need to sub them on. So if you want to play rivals and you're winning, just sub your evolution player in. That counts as a win. That counts as using them. He will go to an 89 rated centre back. You'll never use. Let's be honest. You'll never make your team, right? But 6 games, you get an 89 rated centre back for putting an 85 gold in. That's going to be massive when it comes to the Maldini SBC. It could be massive when it comes to the Eusebio SBC. So that's where the evolutions are really good. People go, you know, I accept that some people want to use those players, and I get that. But you have to sometimes be a little bit harsh and say, do you know what? 85 Laporte, 6 games to be 89, he's going in the Maldini SBC. Yeah. It's going to save me a lot of coins as well.
Yeah, very good point.
Definitely. And I don't get me wrong. I like the fact they added evolutions, and I am thoroughly enjoying people loving evolutions. But for someone that has to be very mindful of where to spend his time, it's not so far for not a single evolution card which I did has been worth in that stayed in the name. I did Scott, which was amazing for 10 matches, then Lam arrived. Like, okay, they looked long. I did Alaba during the Christmas, then Maldini comes. I'm like, yeah, well, no, Maldini, yeah, it's probably going to be replaced, right? And so that's sort of my issue. Like, it's easier for me to do some things on the app and get the cards grinded to do a Maldini than actually play. I think I played 40 games or something. I didn't even know how many, but it was a lot of games to do for Alaba, quite honestly.
There was at the start. I mean, I did the, what's the Brazilian place for Feyenoord, John? You love to say his name.
Paxão.
I did Paxão. There was a lot of games for that, and he did go in an SBC. And to be fair, you know, that was a lot of games, but they've shortened the SBCs. The evolutions down a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
They have, and that was a long one. I think it was up to one of them was 10 games or something like that, which is far too long. As I say, the Patrick Hou one, I don't know what the Patrick means, but the Patrick Hou one is 6 games for an 85 rated card to go an 89. Sometimes you just, if you're going to do those big SBCs, those big icons, have a wee look. If you're not a usual evolutions player, have a look, see what you can get in there.
True. No, so like I said, it's only positive. Mm-hmm. Only positive. It's just not for me, but I like to play with the target of winning. And I know that sounds like an elitist thing to say, but that's why I play sports, is to perform on my maximum, right? And since my body can't play proper sports anymore, it has to be esports for me. So that's why I play. So that's why I want to get the maximum out of my time playing. And for me, doing the evolutions is way too convoluted to actually make sense most of the time. But hey, I'm also the player that if you see an objective, seeing you need to do the Nike, wear the Nike kit and have to play it, I can't even find the Nike kit in game to actually use. And then Evie says you have to buy them from the store. Like, yeah, I see two. Which one should I buy? None of them says the exact same thing. I don't get it anymore. And I'm already sort of, I'm like, no, it's too much for me to spend my time on. And Evie's like, hey, this is an easy way to grind XP. Let's go. So I think you have to take into consideration there's different ways of approaching this. And there's different ways of approaching Team of the Year. And I think I really hope people that's have thousands of hundreds, dozens of packs in any order saved, please, I hope you pack something. I really, really do. If there's someone that doesn't deserve to pack one, it's me, the one that's not saving, the one that is not grinding the game in that matter, not grinding the menus. But please, it is pure random. There's just as much chance I could pack one and you guys won't. And I will feel that's the worst feeling ever in this year. And that's why my feelings on Team of the Year are always mixed, because we experienced both sides of the medal this time. On that note, though, we had so much to discuss, but it's just running out of time. And there's another 600 shows coming in the next couple of years. So, hey, no worries. We'll be back next Tuesday, because our normal regular schedule has been resumed. So we'll be releasing a show every single Tuesday and every single Saturday at 6 p.m. UK. And if you're a Patreon supporter, of course, through patreon.com/foodandreview, even on the lowest tier, you get the show early, at least the night before the official release. That in mind, there's just one thing for us left to do, unless you guys have some amazing comments still to do. No, one thing for us left to do is I wish you a very good weekend, and it's time for us to drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. 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 T. 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 In view. F-U. T.